I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV news update for Thursday, April 7th. The Quincy Roach Brothers supermarket is permanently closed. The store on Falls Boulevard closed at the end of March, even though the company had planned to close on April 11th. Roach Brothers said it decided to close the Quincy store for financial reasons after 26 years in business. An H Mart Korean supermarket is expected to take its place. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch hopes to meet with Boston Mayor Michelle Wu soon over the issue of a new Long Island bridge. Wu wants to rebuild the bridge and open a substance abuse treatment center on Long Island. Koch is opposed to the bridge project, saying it will create dangerous traffic through Squantum and North Quincy. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he's asking his department heads to hold the line on spending for next year's budget. Koch says he wants departments to maintain level funding for the fiscal year that begins in July. Mayor said he expects increases in fuel costs and also notes that all city contracts are due to expire this year, which will mean pay raises. Koch hopes to present his budget proposal to the City Council on May 2nd. It's unclear if the Marina Bay Ferry will be operating this season. Mayor Thomas Koch says the town of Winthrop, which owns and operates the ferry, is facing some financial difficulties and has not yet decided if it will launch the ferry this year. Since 2016, Quincy has teamed up with Winthrop to help fund the ferry service that runs from Squantum Point Park to Winthrop and Boston during spring, summer, and fall. The 73-passenger Valkyrie, owned by Winthrop, has been used for the service, but Koch says Winthrop officials have not decided if they will run the ferry this year. Koch also says he has not given up on asking the MBTA to launch a full-time, year-round ferry service from Squantum Point Park to Boston, but says the T is focused on repairing and maintaining its current systems right now, and that ferry service is not a priority. State Representative Bruce Ayers was able to secure $400,000 to make improvements to the pier at Squantum Point Park. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, April 7th.